cause I guess I've lost control. Now at last I've settled on gold. Some of you might smile, but I finally got life dialed. When I grow up, I wanna be a lesbian. I know at first my plan sounds mighty strange, but dykes are tough, I know I'll make a change. A Sunday brunch on bagels and lox, I'll wear Birkenstock sandals with lavender socks. When I grow up, I'm gonna be a lesbian. Well, all my Nelly friends don't know just what to say. They watched me changing my own oil just yesterday. And I no longer swish, I'm like Indigo Girls make Teresa and Chris. When I grow up, I'm gonna be a lesbian. Most dykes I know are so secure emotionally. Some have PhDs, one even has her own record company. Cause I've been outside looking in for quite a while, but at long last I'll be traveling in style. Cause for me the sweetest news is I'll finally be accepted on an Olivia cruise. When I grow up, I'm gonna be a lesbian. In most dyke relationships there's much to be admired. There's no macho posturing, I'm tired means I'm tired. My only wish is to be all that I can be, and with my partner I'll attain such clarity. No more sexual marathons, cause me and my girlfriend will process till dawn. When I grow up, I'm gonna be a les. I don't care what Dr. Ruth says. When I grow up, I'm gonna be a lesbian. Gonna be a lesbian.
This is J.D. Doyle, and you're back with part two of Gay Guys on Cassette, my special queer music heritage show on releases by gay artists that were not on vinyl or CD. I ended part one with Christian Left, and that's how I began this part, with his song, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be a Lesbian. Last July on QMH, I did an extensive interview with Elliot Peelshaw. In 1982, he and Lauren Sklamberg released a tape called Bending the Rules. I featured three songs from the tape on that show, and I'm pleased now to share with you two more, starting with one called Wise Command.
Listen to the sound of the forest, whisper in the wind of the trees overhead. Breathe in all the smells of the forest, rooted in the earth where the plant life is fed. Break through the cracks in the pavement, spread out your branches to the sky. Lift up your face to the sunlight, offer your shade so that I may fly. Flying away from this poisoned land, we crush all the life we hold in our hands. Look to the trees for a wise command, planting new seeds and growing again. Life to children, working so hard but getting no pay. What kind of a world can we give them, where men are getting rich by taking all life away? People step out in the daylight, I see your colors and hear your sounds. Strong as the trees, we can give life, share it again with the sky and the ground. Flying away from this poisoned land, we crush all the life we hold in our hands. Look to the trees for a wise command, planting new seeds and growing again. destroy the farmland. The rivers will go and the trees will die. Housing projects scar the woodland. The deer cannot run and the robins can't fly. This is what we call progress. Technology could help us survive. Suburbia is so lifeless. The American dream does not keep me alive. Listen to the sound of the forest. Whisper in the wind of the trees overhead. Breathe in all the smells of the forest. Rooted in the earth where the plant life is fed. Break through the cracks in the pavement. Spread out your branches to the sky. Lift up your face to the sunlight. Offer your shade so that I may fly. Flying away from this poisoned land, we crush all the life we hold in our hands. Look to the trees for a wise command, planting new seeds and growing again. Flying away from this poisoned land, we crush all the life we hold in our hands. Look to the trees for a wise command, planting new seeds and growing again. Planting new seeds and growing again. Planting new seeds and growing again.
Well, now that this goes and maybe New Wave will do the same. You know the boys in the bars have nothing to do, so now they're playing a new little game. They're wearing jeans and boots that point at the toe and dance a Texas two-step and cotton eye joe. So one night I went down to take a look at the show at a place called the Newtown Saloon. First I bought a bottle of Calistoga straight up and leaned back just to check out the scene. And they were dancing to the tunes about Elvira and Ruby, and then Dolly made a deal with Jolene. And some coal miner's daughter told us joyfully about her D-I-V-O-R-C-E. And I thought, what's the problem got to do with me and the boys down at the Newtown Saloon? Well, I danced with the guy in a gray flannel shirt and tried to look into his big baby blues. But it seemed funny to be dancing to redneck music with a diamond in my ear and a pair of her shoes. Well, I'm still looking for a place I can go to be with friends when I'm feeling alone. A place where we can dance to a special kind of music, a place we can call our own. So I grabbed my coat and headed for the door, feeling just about as crummy as I did before. And as some cowgirl crooned about her heart being sore, I bid farewell to the Newtown Saloon. But it seemed funny to be dancing to redneck music with a diamond in my ear and a pair of her shoes. Well, I'm still looking for a place I can go to be with friends when I'm feeling alone. A place where we can dance to a special kind of music, a place we can call our own. As for our cowboy friends, they're just trying to hide. If you look underneath, you'll find a sissy inside. And if that's what people call gay pride, there's nothing new about the Newtown Saloon.
On the over 5 hours of this special, spread over 2 months, that's the oldest recording from 1982. And you got to hear Lawrence Glamberg do lead vocals on that second track, one he wrote called Newtown Saloon. Before I move on, I want to give you a sidebar to tell you about Lawrence Glamberg's music career, which has been extensive. He's appeared on over 50 albums and is noted as a member of the Klezmatics. The music is called klezmer and is a genre a little hard to describe, as it's Jewish music with influences from just about all over. The Klezmatics have released 9 albums over the last 20 years and have won numerous awards. And up next is Joe Bracco. Sadly, he died of AIDS before he was able to release his only recording. But Paul Phillips of Romanowski & Phillips saw to it that the music got out, and the tape True to Myself was released in 1992. It's full of delightful songs, like the safe sex song Friend in My Pocket, and the one you'll hear after it, which I'm sure has never been played on the radio.
Looking back to the good old days, times have made us change our ways, but I think we can still have fun. It all depends on how it's done. Oh, let me introduce you to a friend in my pocket, friend in my pocket. I've got a friend in a rubber in my pocket. It never lets me down, it's good to carry around, so if I need it, I've got it. Friend in my pocket, friend in my pocket. I never leave home without a friend in my pocket. And everywhere I go, it'll be there, I know, so if I need it, I've got it. Now I play safely when I do, 'cause I care for me, I care for you. And if you'd like to have some fun, hey, I can show you how it's done. Oh, let me introduce you to a friend in my pocket, friend in my pocket. I've got a friend in a rubber in my pocket. It never lets me down, it's good to carry around, so if I need it, I've got it. Friend in my pocket, friend in my pocket. I never leave home without a friend in my pocket. And everywhere I go, it'll be there, I know, so if I need it, I've got it. And remember what I'm telling you, 'cause a friend in my pocket can be a friend in your pocket too. Friend in my pocket, friend in my pocket. I've got a friend in a rubber in my pocket. It never lets me down, it's good to carry around, so if I need it, I've got it. Friend in my pocket, friend in my pocket. I never leave home without a friend in my pocket. And everywhere I go, it'll be there, I know. So if I need it, I've got it. Friend in my pocket, friend in my pocket, friend in my pocket.
Another retribution attack, and nothing.
Again, that was Joe Bracco and the humorous song called Window Whacker. In the early 80s, I lived in a gay apartment complex, and I remember that one of the residents, whose window faced the inner courtyard, used to indulge in that late at night. I was shocked, I say shocked. Fortunately, he was cute. Seems like the other residents called him Jack Off Bob, or something like that. Hey, that was 28 years ago. And here's something very different. Andrew Mellon released a cassette single in 1990 as an AIDS awareness effort. He called it Are You Positive?
There. Are you negative? If you're negative, live and let live, live and let live. Come on!
Live and let live.
I was a backstreet lover, I was always undercover, so I talked to my dad and his day. They say you ain't seen nothing till you're diving on a muff, and then you sure to be changing your ways. But my Cub Scout leader was a real heavy breather, and he taught me how to reminisce. But the best of his loving was his brother and his cousin, they both gave me just a little kiss like this. Seesaw swinging with the boys in the school and my feet flying up in the air. It was a hey Dickie Diddle with the beastie in the middle on a swing, but I didn't care. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a mister who was ready to pay. It wasn't me he was fooling, cause I knew what I was doing, and I told him I'm the beastie gay. I told him I'm the beastie gay. Yo, I'm the beastie gay. Yo, I'm the beastie gay. Yo, I'm the beastie gay. Just give me a kiss. Like this. I was a schoolboy's beauty in my class at Tallahassee, cause I liked getting down on my knees. There was three boys standing at the school gym locker, and I noticed they was looking at me. I was a high school loser, never made it with a lady, just a boy every now and then. You see, my next door neighbor had a brother with a flavor, so I gave him just a little kiss like this. I was a seesaw swinger with the boys in the school and my feet flying up in the air. It was a hey Dickie Diddle with the beastie in the middle on a swing, but I didn't care. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a mister who was ready to pay. It wasn't me he was fooling, cause I knew what I was doing, and I told him I'm the beastie gay. I told him I'm the beastie gay. Yo, 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 I'm the beastie gay. Just give me a kiss. Like this.
It don't do nobody no good to mess with the beastie gay. As long as I've been living, I've been telling people, it don't do nobody no good to mess with the beastie gay. It don't do nobody no good to mess with the beastie gay.
Atenciones, verdad de mujer. Es tan peligroso pasar con el beastie gay. Es tan peligroso pasar con el beastie gay. No es una buena idea pasar con el beastie gay.
That was Andrew Mellon, and in 1997 came along Gay Boy Rick and his parody song, I'm the Beastie Gay. Gay Boy Rick was the stage name of R. Hunter Garcia, and he was a singer, actor, comedian, and writer who appeared frequently on The Howard Stern Show. He produced a documentary against the homophobia of rapper Eminem, and was well known for his website, fuckeminem.com. He obviously did not take his singing seriously, and even wrote in the liner notes of his six-song tape, should be played only on very cheap sound equipment. Sadly, Rick passed away in 2004. A UK artist I want to share with you is Eric Presland. He's a playwright and also a bit of a gay activist. I've got a tape of a concert he gave in 1984, and he wanted no confusion about the recording's subject matter, as he called the tape File Under Gay. While the show included some humorous songs, the two songs I'm sharing with you are making a more serious commentary on the times and on gay history.
This is another song which refers to gay pride marches. It's about the 1979 march. It was the best march that we've ever had, I think. Certainly the largest. We had over 10,000 people on that one. And one of the high points in my life was the moment when the march came around Hyde Park Corner to go into Hyde Park, and you looked back down Piccadilly, and you couldn't see the end of it. I mean, as far as the eye could see, all the way back down Piccadilly, there were banners and gay people. It was absolutely electric. And after the march was over, we all rushed back to Gays the Word bookshop to switch on their little transistor radio and to learn whether we'd actually made it onto the radio, into the real media, because it was the largest gay demonstration we'd ever seen in this country. And we switched on the 7 o'clock news when we got there, and there was nothing. It was like the whole march had never happened. And this is a song about that feeling of invisibility, and also about events that happened to me later that day. 10,000 people marched through London when they came out for a gay pride. Dykes in denim and macho men, for once they walked side by side. Gays to the left, dykes to the right, out for the carnival. But when we turned the telly on for news that night, it hadn't happened at all. It seems that thousands of invisible people held invisible hands. Thousands of invisible people listened to silent bands. The leaflets were not dropped, the tourists didn't stare, the London traffic wasn't stopped, and no police were there. From Temple to Hyde Park, we passed without a mark. 10,000 ghostly chants that simply echoed in the dark. We were invisible. Thousands of invisible people freaked out the passers-by. Thousands of invisible people sent balloons to the sky. Not a word was uttered, not a badge was worn. The banners hadn't fluttered and we never had been born. We simply were not there. We melted into air. There wasn't any trouble, so the papers didn't care. We were invisible. Later, two people walked their local street, feeling full of pride. Tired and looking for a place to eat, they found a cafe, went inside. Glad of the meal, glad to be gay, glad they were close that night. But when a gang came in to get a takeaway, they found a hilarious sight, 'cause there were two very visible people. Yeah, you're Bender then. Two very visible people. Yeah, wanna try some real men? We didn't make a scene. We'd had enough that day. We thought we'd keep our noses clean and then they'd go away. A snigger and a sneer, we caught that whisper. We didn't want to fuss, so we pretended not to hear. They were invisible. Most days, invisible people hide the way they feel. How can invisible people go through anything real? The panic in the throat, the anger and the fear, the blood they never notice and the screams they never hear. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. It's really up to you. If we're gonna make a deal, then let's sit and talk it through. We'll be invisible. Yes, be invisible. When they're invisible too. We're going to close with a song which is about gay history. Gay history is largely unwritten. So gay history remains what a friend of mine rather ambiguously calls an oral tradition. So this song is actually about three periods of gay history which are fairly well known. It's about the 1890s and the time of the Oscar Wilde trials, the 1930s and the rise of Nazi Germany, which led to the extermination of over a quarter of a million gays in concentration camps, and 1969, the Stonewall riots and the start of the modern gay movement, which leads us here. So three periods of gay history and three verses, and it goes as follows. In the brothel, in the basement, in the back street of Soho, they were drifting away. Never expecting the day when the papers and their scandals would snuff out all the candles. The slum boy lose his masher or his swell. For Oscar celebrated as the policemen congregated outside the Cadogan Hotel. Oh, the closet was so dark when the Empire held the square. We were in there. Yes, we were in there. At the parties, in the nightclubs, there was music through Europe in the short years of peace. Not thinking summer could cease. For with Negro music drumming, there's no need to fear what's coming. As the butterflies still flutter painted wings. But the dance halls will be dripping with their blood as flame is stripping the gilding from those bright young things. Oh, the closet door was bolted when the nerve gas filled the air. We were in there. Yes, we were in there. In the bathhouse, in the sauna, there was weeping on Broadway on the night Judy died. But from the tears there came pride, for before the wreaths had faded, the clubs and bars were raided, and the queens were dragged out screaming by the hair. But they turned on their attackers, and the tide of years rolled back as the sound of freedom filled the air. Oh, the closet door still stands, but we can smash it if we dare. We were in there. We won't stay in there. Won't stay in there. In here.
Eric Presland and his songs Invisible People and We Were In There from 1984. That last song mentioned Stonewall, and it's good to hear that history celebrated somewhere other than in the U.S. And I've got another example of that. In 1992, Australian Peter Hicks released a tape called The Man with the Pink Triangle, where the title track dealt with gays in the Holocaust. The album included this track called Stonewall 69.
sticky New York night way back in 69, when the cops set out to have themselves a real good smashing time. With guns and batons oozing hate, they piled into their cars and they rode off to the village to drive the gays out of their bars. Their first stop was at Stonewall like a dozen times before. They chose it cause the people there were all so kind of poor. Puerto Ricans, blacks and whites in that cellar bar run down. It was a place they'd come to call their own in their corner of that town. Okay, you men, let's get them fags. The cop was big and mean. Now I've seen some cops, but man, this one was the ugliest I've seen. With loaded guns and batons drawn, the cops launched their attack. Then a voice rang out, fuck off, you pigs, this time we're fighting back. Yeah, a voice rang out, fuck off, you pigs, this time we're fighting back. Ashtrays, anything were used in self-defense. And when the bleeding cops were beaten back, 300 more were sent. They came with dogs and riot gear like an occupying force. But the heroes of that Stonewall bar stood up bravely for their cause. Yes, we remember Stonewall and that New York summer night, when our people show that we can win if we stand up for our rights. They still attack us with their lies and abuse us cause we're gay. But we're never being driven back, we're proud we're here to stay. No, we're never being driven back, we're proud we're here to stay. No, we're never being beaten back, we're out, we're here to stay.
Peter Hicks, and you can hear a nice interview with him on my March 2002 show, which was my Australian music special. I've got one more Aussie artist to play with you, and I'm not sure what you'll think of him. The music has a very loungy feel to it, full of schmaltz, but it does sound like the audience was having fun. The tape was from 1994 and is called The Rainbow Collection, starring Hugh Monroe, and he's still doing shows, portraying a variety of male and female characters. But on to this show and Hugh Monroe, recorded live at the Albury Hotel in Bodyline Sauna in Sydney. Let the rains begin.
Pole on the roll. Oh my God, what time?
Well, that's not the version of It's Raining Men I grew up on. Ready for another change of pace? I bet you are. And I've got just a thing. Pagan gay music. No, I'm serious. This next act is very well respected by fans of pagan music. It's a duo called Lunacy, and they recorded two cassettes in 1990 and 1992 that are excellent and really, really should be reissued on CD. But that's not happened yet. Lunacy was the first release, and the other was called Hand of Desire. So it's up to me to share with you one of their songs. Lunacy was Greg Johnson and Peter Soderbergh, who went by the name Sparky T. Rabbit. Many of their songs incorporate chants, and I've picked a lively one called God Was a Woman.
One caress in the night time, tender lip of the rose at dawn, echoing crypt in the shadow, can you tell me where she's gone?
Do you remember when God was a woman? She had many names. Do you remember when God was a woman? She had many, many names. We called her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kahali, and Inanna. We called her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kahali, and Inanna. She was the mother, the earth and all her children, from the sky, the land, and the sea. She was the green one, growing, ripening, sustaining, giving life abundantly. She was the sunlight, starlight, waxing, moon, and waning, and the queen of heaven, too. She was the deep space and the galaxies of planets that we ride twirling through. We called her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kahali, and Inanna. We called her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kahali, and Inanna. We heard her voice in the force of the whirlwind. We felt her pulse in the tide and the driving rain. We saw her blood at the birth of our children. We taste her flesh in the growing grain. Do you remember when God was a woman? She had many, many names. Do you remember when God was a woman? She had many, many names. We called her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kahali, and Inanna. We called her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kahali, and Inanna. She was the young one, the holy maiden huntress, new life that blooms in the spring. She was the seed, the key, the power of beginning, the door that's opening. She was the old one, the hag, the crone of wisdom, the deep grave under the earth. She was the queen of night, the face of death and darkness, the cauldron of rebirth. We called her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kahali, and Inanna. We called her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kahali, and Inanna. We heard her voice in the force of the whirlwind. We felt her pulse in the tide and the driving rain. We saw her blood at the birth of our children. We taste her flesh in the growing grain. Do you remember when God was a woman? She had many, 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 many names. Do you remember when God was a woman? She had many, many names. We called her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kahali, and Inanna. We called her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kahali, and Inanna. She was the warm caress in the nighttime. She was the tender lip of the rose at dawn. She was the echoing crypt in the shadow. Can you tell me where she's gone? Is she forgotten? Can we find her resting place? When is the hour of her return? We are without her and the pain is all around. The forest dies, the witch is burned. Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kahali, and Inanna. We call to Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kahali, and Inanna. we remember? Can we remember? The dreams will take us in our hearts to the place where she has gone. She's still among us. We sing her name, she answers, and she still lives on and on. And she still lives on and on. We call her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kali, and Inanna. We call her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kali, and Inanna. She is the lover, sweet passion and desire, embracing men and women too. She is the skin, the hands, the mouth, the swelling shaft, and she's the gate of love we all pass through. And she's the world outside us and the world in touch. She is birth, life, love, and death. Well, she's both near and far, the boundary and the center. She is north, south, east, and west. We call her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kali, and Inanna. We call her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kali, and Inanna. We call her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kali, and Inanna. We call her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kali, and Inanna. She is the woman who is crying for justice, and she lives in the hurt and the angry ones, and she moves in the power of changing, and she calls to our hearts, freedom, freedom. We remember when God was a woman, she had many, many names. Do you remember when God was a woman, she had many, many names? We call her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kali, and Inanna. We call her Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kali, and Inanna. Do you remember?
Now, the pagan theme sort of goes with this next singer. Have you heard of the radical fairies? I hope so, as that's an interesting area of our subculture. Let's go to Wikipedia for their description. Radical fairies are a loosely affiliated worldwide network of queer people seeking to reject hetero imitation and redefine gay identity. Many are also pagans or members of the counterculture movements. The fairies trace the origin of their movement's name to a spiritual conference of radical fairies called in 1979 by Harry Hay and others. One of the outlets of the radical fairy movement was the publication RFD, which took its name from the postal designation Rural Free Delivery, but has morphed into Radical Fairy Digest, and it's still being published in its 35th year. The magazine has always included poetry submitted by its readers. And in 1986, a singer named Richard Strange, under the name Heart Singer, took some of the works of Ron Lamb and put them to music. The tape is called Heart Singer Sings Ron Lamb's Songs of Love and Nature. Now, don't look for good singing on these next two tracks. They are poetry put to music, and are very short, and they are another part of our history. Here are the song poems November with Joe and Free.
Kiss the heat of your mouth, and we are a bonfire of one. It is as if I were a blonde flame leaping across your darker body. And you, the core of the fire, spreading out to consume me. In my heart I feel it, through my eyes I see it, a new world. Men free from competition, showering compassion, sharing nurturance, showing our strength, free to be you and me, finding love and support in the arms of each other, finding hope in tomorrow, today. To soar, to see a new world where flowing with the earth so high, never asking why. Oh, to be so free, you and me, a new world now.
Ready for still another change in direction? Here's an unusual release. Where most dance tracks were released on 12-inch vinyl or on CD, here's one that only came out on cassette tape. Wayne Newman released his very sexual song, Love Potion, in 1992, and he's still at it, with a couple new releases this year. This is J.D. Doyle, and I'm closing out part two of Gay Guys on Cassette with Love Potion by Wayne Newman.